Welcome to A Joy to Be Me, a podcast empowering women out of overwhelm, uncertainty, and breakdown to love and embrace who they are. Tune in to learn how to avoid the pitfalls of burnout and start following your ultimate bliss. It's time for the modern woman and mother to start taking her pleasure seriously and let her creativity flow and pursue her big and beautiful dreams. I'm your host, Lydia Joy. Let's have some fun. Hello, everyone. It's Lydia back with another episode for you. And today I want to talk about what we're up against right now because we are setting our clocks back and we're heading into the darker days. And it's the time of year where, that limited access to light exposure definitely has an impact on us. So I wanted to dive into that topic today in light of the fallback, which is ridiculous. We still do this, but we do. And I wanted to equip you and remind you of some basic things. So first off, I live in the Northern Hemisphere. So I live in Southeast Pennsylvania. I know that this isn't necessarily going to impact everyone the same, depending on where you live. But if you live in the north or if you live in a region where you do set the clocks back and the daylight is getting shorter, this is definitely going to affect you. All right. And I wanted to remind you how light has a huge impact on your health. Both natural light and unnatural light. And, I work with women who are fatigued and burned out, and, they do a lot better oftentimes in the summer. And then, we head into fall and things get busier and we start thinking about the holidays. And, when they're all of a sudden, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm not feeling as good as I did. And I'm like, well, there's definitely a piece of the puzzle that has to do with light. And I want to talk about a few of those things in this episode. I also want to remind you of an epic episode I did a while back with Chris Cross, the VMR tech. You definitely have to check that out. It's my most listened to episode. And stay tuned for that. I'll share a coupon code he gave me as well in case you want to, get some extra support in your home. That's it. First of all, the shorter days, meaning the sun sets much earlier this time of year for many of us. So that's going to be an issue, right? So there's a couple of reasons why that's an issue. Secondly, our window of time when the sun is high enough in the sky for us to actually make the sun to skin conversion for vitamin D is drastically reducing, and it's been reducing since September. Right now for me, I only have about a 2 hour and 20 minute window between 11:15 and 2:15 where I can actually make vitamin D from the sun. Now it's a lot cooler out, it's a lot less IU per minute, so it's waning, right? And then it's going to cease entirely the further north you are for a period of time, right? So for me, where I live, we have 60 days in the winter where we can't make any vitamin D from the sun. Some areas that window is longer. Some areas that window is shorter. So hopefully you did your due diligence and got your sun sessions in the rest of the year. I have been talking about this all year. I talk about it on Instagram. I tell my clients, I teach people all year long how to do this as a life habit. So we don't get to the winter and suddenly, oh my God. it's like, hello, this happens every year. We know this. Let's prepare. And then during the winter, the other thing is you want to be thinking about switching from that focus of getting in the sun to actually eating local farm-raised foods that can give you your food source of D through the winter. Okay. So I have several farmers I've made relationships with. And I buy my pastured eggs and I get lard in the winter and I, you know, different things that I do. And I'm trying to purchase, you know, animals who've been in the sun during the summer. Right. So I want their products, you know, I want the products from animals that have been on pasture in the summer or early fall or whatever. So you're getting the maximum amount of D in your food. And it's typically in the fats, right? Because that's where they store it. So you want to be thinking that way. Okay. So you can get pastured products from your local farmers and consume it that way through the winter. And the good news is if you stocked up all year, you know, this approach can carry you through the winter. We don't have to freak out and, you know, go get a bottle and take a ton in the winter. That's, you know, a whole nother conversation for another day. I've talked about that a lot, but that's the approach that I take, is a lifestyle approach based on where you live, based on a lot of moving parts. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about how we do light and how we think about light as we head into the darker days. So one of the big things I want to remind you guys is that we actually, you know, need to think about when we're naturally exposed to the sun. So sunrise to sunset, we would have exposure to that light. And then once the sun sets, we would have in long ago, we would have only had the moonlight, or like light by candles and fire, etc. And the color of that light is different than the light we now do, where we are in our homes and we have all the lights and the TVs and the screens blaring and blasting. And so we want to be mindful of this because, you know, that's really going to affect your health in a way that you probably don't even realize. So if you are looking at screens after the sun sets, you need to be preparing yourself and doing, you know, things to protect yourself against all that blue light and what it can be doing to your health. So we can do all kinds of blue light blocking. There's apps. We can use blue blocker glasses. We can just, you know, realize, hey, maybe we don't need to look at screens at night, every night. I mean, that's a novel concept, right? I used to lay in bed as a kid and read a book by a flashlight or a candle by my bed. Anyway, that's another thing to be thinking about. And in the podcast episode that I did with Chris back in September of 2020, which you can check out the link below, I highly recommend you listen to that. It's really long. It's kind of comical. Chris is funny. But he's, you know, he's an expert in this and his company is EMR Tech, where he creates red lights. And so he gave you a lot of background in that episode about all of this to really give you these, the comprehensive understanding of, you know, why do we need red light therapy? You know, how does blue light actually harm us? And what are some practical steps we can take to swap out our light? Because, you know, we can use light to charge our cells. You know, I've talked about this, like the sun is your number one nutrient. The sun is your number one nutrient. And we live in a world that's taught us to be afraid of it. Yet we live inside under all this unnatural lighting. And it's only been increasing and increasing, increasing our exposure to that unnatural lighting for a long time. And one of the things that blue light can do is, it can cause you to use up your glutathione reserve. So you end up like leaking energy and wasting your glutathione. and so if we could just swap out our light, we can give ourselves a better chance. So it's really all about being strategic and learning to live by nature's rules, right? I always talk about that, you know, nature knows best. Humans fuck it up, right? We don't realize, you know, these things, and then we have to figure them out the hard way. So blue light is very toxic to you. And the biggest part about that is that it causes like oxidative stress and free radical damage. And so it's important to remember this and how you can really, this time of year, now that we have less access to sun, you know, we may want to get some extra strategies in place. I like to use red light in the winter a lot more because it's the correct spectrum of light for human health. And so this is like one of the number one things we can do is to start swapping our light. There's so many things you can do. So I encourage you to just at least take one action step from this episode. Be mindful of this. You know, I know for me, it can feel like a fight sometimes in the household because not everyone wants to do this natural light. So, you know, you do have to do the best you can for yourself and encourage others that you live with. But, you know, there is, I guess just like every little bit helps. Okay. So if you're like a perfectionist and you're like, oh my God, I have to do all these things perfectly. No, you just have to take one step in the right direction. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of women just complain lately about how they've just starting to feel like overwhelmed. If you're feeling overwhelmed now at the beginning of November, heading into holidays, heading into the winter, you know, this is an important piece. Don't skip it. And it's actually easy because you don't have to go and eat something or take a supplement. In fact, you will make your supplements and your food work better if you can swap out some of the exposure to blue light and bad light and increase your natural light exposures. Okay. So, and then this also affects your cycle. So I'll talk about that in a second. So the very basics of your strategy for the day, it is to think about in the morning, you know, get up in the morning. I get up in the morning, I'm sipping my coffee, I'm looking at the sun. I go on morning walks through most of the year. You know, that's important because that starts, we have, you know, a whole process in our body where we see the sun and it helps us create hormones and does all these cool things. So if you can look at the sun in the morning, several minutes, if you can't, you know, use a red light. I have a code for the Firewave, which is Chris's basic, you know, smallest red light unit. It's awesome. It's, you know, pretty easy to use. And it's on sale right now. Plus I have a code. So definitely take advantage of that. If you, you know, if you have a morning routine in the house, you can get up and use the thing every day. It's not hard, you know, and then use it again at night. And then there's other things you can do with it. So that's something you can do in the winter. Avoid the blue light, cell phones, you know, you can get blue blocker apps on your phone. You can use blue blocking glasses that are daytime and then nighttime. But it's more important to see the sun first than it is to see like your screens. So I know we all tend to look at our phones the second we wake up, sometimes even in the middle of the night. So maybe get that app. If you're in the habit of looking at your phone, get the app so you can block that light. But try to train yourself to look at the sun or a red light. So you get that benefit of how light allows you to do so many things through your eye, create hormones. I mean, it's amazing what nature does from the sun through our retina, as well as our skin and so much more. We're all just thinking about vitamin D. It's way more, way, 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 way more. Okay. So in the morning, you want to think about that. It's just a simple action, right? And then during the day, you know, you can use yellow blue blocker glasses. You know, maybe you're working somewhere under bright indoor lights. There's also clip-ons that you can put on your glasses if you already have glasses. If you can control the lights, shut them off and use more like amber incandescent bulbs, red light therapy. Let's see, Midwest Red Light Therapy is another red light company, and they have bulbs you can buy. Or you can get Flux on your laptop, or maybe you have an iPad or something like that. And then you can get the Iris app on your phone. Some people think Night Shift on their iPhone is enough. Nope, that doesn't do the same thing. So yeah, it changes it from bright white to black, but it's not cutting out the harsh blue light aspect either. So you want to be, you know, starting to implement all the ways you can reduce harm from your viewing of any unnatural light, which, guys, if you think about it, we look at a lot of unnatural light all day long. And then nighttime, you want to shift the light in your house. So as soon as the sun sets, get in the habit of dimming the lights, turning them off, turning on red lights, using candles, not needing as much lights. If you're looking at screens, you know, maybe, I don't know, I watch movies on my laptop because then I can put the Flux on. And then I can also still use my blue blocker glasses. The TV, we don't have an app yet. So, you got to use the blue blockers. Or maybe just don't watch as much TV at night. Maybe try to create a new habit and connect with your people in your household. Go outside and build a fire and sit around and talk about your day. You know, I mean, we're just so trained to be stuck in ruts, you know, go home, watch TV, unwind, right? I mean, you know, the more you can shift away from these things, the better. Obviously, do what you can. So lights off or minimized, put your Flux on, get the apps on your phone, amber lit in your house, shut off all the bright lights, get some blue blocker glasses. By the way, if you decide you're interested in a red light through EMR Tech, Chris has a special offer that if you purchase the Firewave, he'll throw in a pair of blue blocker glasses, which is pretty cool because I think they're around $50 maybe. And most people freak out when they start using blue blocker glasses because it's like super weird. They don't like it. They're like, hell no, I'm not going to do this, you know, but that's why you need to study and understand the, downside of blue light and how it could be affecting your hormones. So women in burnout with hormonal imbalances and cycle issues, you know, this is definitely going to help. So let's see, what else do I want to talk about? Yeah. Even the blue light on our skin has, an impact, you guys, all the blue light on our skin. Cause if we can go outside and benefit from the natural light from the sun through our skin, we're having the same impacts of that light inside on our skin, right? Not the same, like not the beneficial ones, but just a different impact. And Chris went into that in the podcast and I was like, whoa, this is worse than I thought. But it was definitely eye-opening to just kind of realize like, oh my goodness, this is definitely playing a bigger role in our health than we realize. So I highly recommend you guys check that out. That podcast episode, I just gave you like the quick and dirty starting point. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about thinking about light for your cycle too. So there's this thing called like lunaception, where we practice sleeping in darkness with the moon. So let's say you cycle with the moon, right? We're supposed to cycle with the moon. So if you're bleeding, you know, on the new moon, if you're starting your cycle on the new moon, you want to be sleeping in darkness because, you know, when the moon is new, it means it's not as full, right? So it's going to be darker outside. So then you would sleep in total darkness, like blue blocker glasses. What are they called? Room darkening curtains and all that kind of stuff. You know, make sure you're not getting any light from the outside. Make sure you're covering any little blue lights from any devices. you know, make sure there's no light in your room. And if you can't do that well, like maybe you have somebody in your life that's not on board with this, just get one of those eye covers, you know, like there's ones that are really soft and comfortable. You could use that just to block the light out. Okay. So you want to look at the moon and see, is the moon full or is the moon new? And the less light there is from the sun, the more you want to be emanating that same thing in your house, right? So then when, you know, day 14 and 15, you could use a dim light, but just Google the moon cycles and base your nightlight on that if you can, you know, and just kind of see how that helps you as well. But definitely, you know, we've lost touch with this. We've lost touch with how our body benefits from the natural light cycles from the sun and the moon throughout the year, throughout the month, because we've all been alive since the time of, you know, man-made light, right? So I highly recommend you guys revisit this area of your life. If you are struggling with energy, if you're struggling with hormones, if you tend to get moody and anxious and depressed in the winter because you have less access to light, these are a lot of things you can do. You don't have to be diagnosed with seasonal affective depressive disorder. It's literally just because we are lacking the nutrition from the sun. And we need to take a little bit more of a concerted effort during this time of the year to work with this in our life. So that's it for this episode. Make sure you check out Chris's podcast. It's amazing. And look for the link I have for the EMR Tech Firewave, which is on sale right now. And then you can also get a little extra savings with the code that I have for you, as well as a free pair of blue blocker glasses. It's a pretty great deal. So definitely check that out. I highly recommend it during the winter. You really focus on this. Like we've been focused on all year, working on getting our sun sessions in. Now we have to change it up. All right. All right. I hope you found this episode helpful. Until next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to A Joy to Be Me. I will see you on the next episode. Please share this episode, tell a friend, or tag me on Instagram at LydiaJoyMe. And if you like the show, rate or review, 5 stars are great, on whatever platform you are listening, Google Play, iTunes, just leave a comment there. It totally helps me out. I appreciate you.